Hey, everybody out there. If you're looking for some new headgear, you know, whatever you got in your ears right now, not working, check Tweak Audio. All right. They got 33% off, you know, putting the code IDS.
And you know what? You can also get free shipping worldwide, lifetime warranty. Like if you break them joints, you can mail them back and they'll send you a new pair. How about that?
Go on and get yourself some.
Do it.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Smell it, because I smell it.
Everything I do is going to be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go.
What's going on, people? It's your man, Big B, welcoming you back to another episode of the Indie Show. So glad you can join us. So glad you can be with us, because you do definitely have choices. I don't rock out on this show alone. I have my distinguished crew with me. I have Mark the Doc Wiley.
Oh, you started with me first. What's up, y'all? We ready to turn it up. We got a lot of stuff to tell y'all to talk about. Peace.
I have.
What?
Damn it, sick. I mean, Gina.
Welcome. Hi, everyone.
And I have the queen.
Hola, bienvenidos.
Now, let me let y'all know. The ladies on the show today really gave a lot to be here. So, you know, if y'all can reach out to them and thank them. We got one that's sick and one that's tired. So together they just sick and tired. Queen has been traveling last minute. Hit a red eye just to make sure she was here. And damn it, has flu symptoms or what have you.
Don't listen to him.
You got a Zika.
I ain't got nothing.
Yes. She got that. She the last person to get SARS.
Oh my God. Damn it.
But ladies, I raise my glass to you. Thank you for
cheers.
That's right, ladies, soldiers.
So, how was everybody's weekend?
Mine was good, man.
Can you go last time?
Okay.
How was?
Why you want him to go last?
Because I always go first.
You do.
No, there's a method to my madness.
I mean, because I hit dead air. I just slide on in.
Slide on in.
Tell us about...
Pause. Right. I was trying to teach Dr. Hall's game this weekend.
Oh, boy.
So, ladies, how was your weekend?
DG?
My weekend was actually quite phenomenal.
What's up?
Saturday, I went to a wine tasting,
hey.
Which turned into, I know, right? So it was paired with, you know, food and cheeses and different things. We then went to the beach, and it was, you know, it was cloudy, but it was still really nice. Went to dinner. It was just a beautiful Saturday. So, on top of all of that.
You did all that on a Saturday?
I did. It was cloudy and everything, but it was just, it was a beautiful day. And
she
then
woke up at 12:01.
I left the house. We left the house at 10 o'clock.
It was 10 o'clock. We left the house. Y'all left together.
No, I was picked up at 10.
Shit! Yeah. What was her name?
No, her.
I just mean. I saw the kitty.
So
did you give them the right address?
Oh yes, of course I gave the right address. Okay. I got picked up at 10 on time. He was like 9 minutes early. So
where was the wine tasting?
It was out by like Mount Airy. I don't know the name of, because everything was like a surprise. It was like, I'm taking you out on Saturday, da 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 da.
That's
and I didn't know what was going to happen until
he got,
there. You know what he does?
What do you look like?
He's actually, from my understanding, I've only seen the picture of him, but his brother, the way he described him, he's real buffed and military guy. And, you know,
We're going to talk at the break.
Yes, we are. So we went to dinner. It was really beautiful. It was one of those things where he looked in my eyes, I looked in his, and he said, I'm going to look at you, Mark, so you be my reference.
Okay.
And he said, so how would you feel if, you know, if I asked you to be exclusive?
It has been
a short amount of time. It hasn't been like days, but it's been shorter than I'm accustomed.
I need more time, man.
Let me just look in my eyes, Mark, so I can finish this.
If you can look in your eyes, you a bad motherfucker. You a bad Go ahead, you look in your eyes. Go ahead.
Give me a mirror, Mark.
You sure ain't nothing in that shit.
No.
You got a duck a joke.
No. Okay. Brian was going to make me a hottie totty, but we didn't have time. So he looked in my eyes.
I'm sorry, let that go.
He says, well, how would you feel about, you know, being exclusive? Or if I asked you, what would you say? So I said, yes, I would.
But you gotta wait for it.
Let her finish.
So he looked at me, he says this, and I was like, and then he paused. And we started talking about something else. I was like, really? Like, okay, this is some old bullshit.
You know, it got you now.
But I knew where, but I didn't, honestly, I didn't know 100% where it was going, but I kind of knew where it was going. So he came back a few minutes later and was like, Gina, how would you feel about us being exclusive? And I was like, are you asking me to be exclusive? And he was like, yes, I am. And it was almost like a proposal because I was like, yes. Let's have a celebration. Yes, yes, I will. So like 20 minutes later, it really starts sitting in. And I was like, so does this mean like I'm your girlfriend and like you're my boyfriend? And he was like, yes, that's exactly what it means.
Can I sing?
Like, oh, my God.
Can I sing at the wedding, though?
Yes.
I can.
Oh, my God. You have an awesome voice. Of course you can.
All right.
So that was my weekend.
That is so cool, man.
Awesome. It was sweet. Oh, it really was.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, guys. Ooh. It was really nice. And we'll talk at the break.
Okay, please. Great. That means I'm next. Free, Jamie.
Oh, if y'all get, it could be a double wedding. And I can sing two songs.
All right.
Deborah, you're going to give you two apiece, Mark.
All right.
By four. All
right. Half of each.
I would like to take a moment of silence to you know, James was a good man. James had his chances to step up to the plate and let Gina know exactly who he was, but you see, James faltered. You see, James. James, you know, he presented himself as someone that was ready to step up to the plate. James fell short. He is no more. He didn't stand up to the task. I don't know what caused this horrific act. I don't know if his money was short. I don't know if his time was short. I damn sure don't know if his wee-wee was short. Maybe he just got out the pool. Who knows? Either way, he didn't deem his own self worthy enough to step to all of the womanhoodness that Dan Magina had to offer.
I think he was scared. If you ask me.
I mean, time to time we all find ourselves up against unsurmountable odds. Sometimes we find ourselves up against the precipice.
Preach, preach.
But we have to find a way. We have to find our way around the mountain. We have to find our way through the woods. Because we have to find our way to grandmother's house.
That's right. That's right. Lord, Lord, Lord. The trees in the way. The trees in the way.
And along the way, we might come across a big bad wolf that might want to huff and puff and blow us off of our course. But, my people, you must stay the course. Now, it was clearly the will of the Most High to put James in damage in his life, because see, he indirectly steered her to the path of a man that she felt comfortable to give proper directions to her house, to have him pick her up early, to allow him to take her out weekend after weekend after weekend after weekend after weekend after weekend after weekend.
Pick her up.
And to take her to the beach on the most cloudiest and coldest of days.
That's right, Lord. That's right. Oh, Lord. And keep her safe and warm.
And to make sure that he made it perfectly clear and understandable that he did not want to share her loving.
He didn't make it clear.
So
now he isn't here.
I would just like to take this moment of silence and just wish the best for Brother James as he navigates his way through the highways and byways. Bye-bye. City streets and country roads.
I see you. Yes, God.
If your name was Jack, I'd be playing a Ray Charles song right now. But your name is James. So all I can tell you is because your name is James, thing will never be the same.
That's right. That's right. It's good to know you.
Goodbye, Brother James.
Brother James. Goodbye. Brother James, you were around a couple of episodes.
Oh boy, y'all are crazy. You guys are
cool. So, do you want to let everyone know who this brother's name or?
Yeah,
or, you can give a nickname,
or a nickname,
yeah. Or initials.
Don't make no corny shit, because it's just going to be hard on you.
Oh, no, I was just going to say his name is Carl.
Carl.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Welcome, Carl.
Easy. Yeah.
Carl. He work on cars?
No, he does not.
It's like a classic mechanic name.
I know, you know, he's in law enforcement.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Oh,
shit. Even better.
All right, now.
Oh, damn. All right, he got the right to sit the fuck still.
Did you tell him about the show?
I did.
Did you?
Does he listen?
No, not as of yet.
Okay, great. Right.
PG. PG.
What about it?
The law enforcement.
Oh no, no, no. Federal.
Oh, okay.
Cap.
Okay. Oh,
cap.
We got jurisdiction.
See, y'all doing cap too
jurisdiction.
Much.
I know.
Asking too many cap questions
here?
There.
Capitol.
She ain't say all that.
We'll just leave it at.
Okay.
Yeah,
damn.
We'll do it at law enforcement.
Shit. I mean, damn.
Yeah.
All right, fuck, shit.
What?
All right,
damn.
That's
shit about your situation. So, Queen, Queen, did you do anything this weekend? I mean, fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Jeez.
Woo.
Got the ice cream shirt on.
Weekend.
Got an ice cube shirt on up.
What? Ice Cube wears plaid?
Yeah. You see boys in the hood. That's all they rock.
Oh, flannel.
Plaid. Flannel.
Flannel.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know.
This is not a flannel shirt, but nice try. nice try, guy. Nice try.
Hey.
Love me some Ice Cube, though. Anyway, let's see. I kind of feel like I had a great weekend as well. Well, it was like an extended weekend. But, I mean, Damn it, Jane, I'm going to have to give you some props on yours. Because yours is a step up from mine. But, anyway, so I jumped on the plane with two of my friends. Well, one is a friend of a friend, but now I feel like she's a friend. And we went to Napa. And even though it was raining and cloudy out there, which I was like, what the... But whatever. We still had a really great time. Had some really great wine and really great food.
She a poet and don't know it.
Oh, man.
Oh, I know it. God damn it.
All right.
But yeah, it was good. We hope to make this a yearly trip. So if anybody wants to join us.
Well, you guys skipped 1 year, right? Because you did it 2 years ago?
We did last year.
Oh, it was last year?
Yeah.
Okay.
We did last year.
I couldn't remember if you... I remember you did it before, but I thought it was 2 years ago.
Maybe that, you know, last year, and then it was probably like a 2 year gap or something like that. But, so yeah, we were trying to make a yearly trip. We decided on this trip. So, you know, other people want to come and join us because it was a really great experience. So, you know, cool. We had, you know, like you said, we had wine, and then one of the wineries had a food pairing in their cave.
Okay.
Which was really cool. And it was a good time. Oh, and we went to, if anybody likes red wine, we went to Brown Estate. They're a black-owned winery.
Oh, really?
They make phenomenal, to use your word, Zinfandel. So, red, not white.
That's a some wine that a lot of African Americans like, you know, because they can pronounce it, and it's a little sweet.
Zinfandel was not really sweet.
I mean a little bit. Well,
that's what I said.
White is sweeter. But.
That's why I said red, not right. White. Like, nobody in... Well, there's Sutter Home out there, but really nobody makes white Zinfandel.
Well, Queen, it sounds like you had an awesome weekend.
I did.
To just, like, take off, like, and go to Napa and, like... That's phenomenal.
That, Queen yes, that's be no balling. She be no, balling.
Right. I'm trying to tell you. Yeah, I mean, it was planned. Don't get me wrong. We're like, okay, wait, what? It wasn't like we just picked up, like, we decided last week. You know, we've
been
preparing. We've been planning this trip. So,
oh, okay.
You know,
cool. Just want to send out a couple church announcements.
Where are my damn keys?
For all you fellas out there that you want to step to the Queen. Have a passport. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Carl's brother?
Yes, Lord.
You listening?
Nobody will be.
Yeah.
All right now.
Have a there passport. Or at least be willing to get on a plane.
Yes.
Nene doesn't like to drive long distance.
Right. Okay.
It's best to have your passport just in case you want
to. But if you do get her to drive long distance, she is a hell of a co-pilot and bartender at the same time.
Oh,
bam.
Okay.
That's it.
We'll give her those props. All
right. That's what's up.
She good with it. You don't even got to hand the glass back to her. She's monitoring the situation. Street sign. Boom, boom, boom. Like when you got that one little sip left, freshen it up. She on top of her shit. So.
That's right. Shotgun right there.
I know, right?
For real.
For free. Saying she know how when the cop comes, she tucked the bottles in the, the seats and everything.
She
good with her shit, man.
All right, Carl, you heard that?
You know what I'm saying? And y'all know she is not only a member, but the president of Top Chef Committee.
Hello.
She can slide a fifth.
Hello.
She can tuck a fifth is all I'm going to tell you.
Okay. You know, I've never tried that.
They will never find that fifth.
Somebody told me that. They were like, they go to the club and just tuck little miniatures.
Slide it right down the middle.
Oh, my
all
goodness.
Up in there. Yeah.
Oh lift my. It up and
just
tuck
put it
down.
All up in there.
Yeah, man. They man, I saw a display of that. I was like, I like 12 miniatures disappeared. I said, what?
Damn.
I was like, that is amazing. That is a talented woman.
Wow. No shit.
I was like, damn.
Yeah, I have to try that once.
Yeah,
just for S&Gs. Not like I mean, you know, you can buy your own drinks, but just for fun.
Yeah,
absolutely.
To see what happens.
Right,
see if I can do
right.
It.
And this was it
I
wasn't have faith in you.
Right, it wasn't a tax. It was a football stadium. So.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. Okay. It wasn't like it was a club and shit, you know.
Sure.
I still think you, both of you.
Oh, thank you.
No, I have faith in you. I think
like
you
get 12? 12?
Hey, she did say law enforcement, sir. You're not shooting the studio, dog. Don't even talk about them spoken for parts.
Okay. He's like, very well.
Okay,
all
so.
Right. Well, all right.
B, how was yours?
So, well, Doc, how was your weekend?
Oh, I forgot. I'm used to you going first. I'm sorry. Because you always jump in, but go ahead.
Like I said at the beginning of the question, I ain't do too much, man. I just took it easy. Laid around. The girls were gone all damn day Saturday, which was beautiful.
Beautiful.
You know, me and Buddy chill. You know, me and my buddy, mm-hmm. My buddy. And, Sunday, I came over my brother's house right here and helped him, enhance his foliage out there in the front yard. And, you know, we enjoyed doing that. I did all of that. And, that's pretty much it.
Oh.
I need to amend his weekend.
Uh-oh.
God.
See, now what he told you Saturday, pretty much on point. See, what had happened was, Saturday we were supposed to get the yard work done. See what I'm saying? So Doc was like, yeah, I ain't doing shit, man. Come on, man. Let's knock it out. Yeah, we got this, dog. Let's do this. So he was like, I'll be ready. I'll be over there about an hour. Yes, you did. I said, okay.
Yeah, you said
it. No, you said it. He was like, I'll be over there by the hour. Okay. So then he hit me back.
Oh, yeah, I did say that.
Yeah, you did.
I did say that.
So then okay. He was like,
go ahead, G.
Hey, man, why don't we just do it tomorrow morning? I'm like, well, I got some shit I got to do in the morning, Doc. I mean, you know. He said, because by the time we go pick up all the stuff and everything, it's going to be kind of late in the evening. 2:30, 3:00. And you know, he figured it would be too late. I said, well, look. I said, you say you're about an hour away, right? He was like, yeah. I said, look, I'm gonna go get all the stuff myself. Boom, that way you can just come straight here. We get to work, have a knockdown.
You said you was gonna get everything, and then when you get back, you was gonna call me and see what I
was. No. And you, because when I said that, you was like, oh, okay, yeah, that's good. That way we can get started as soon as I get there. That's exactly what he said. You so said that.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Can I? Quick question. Was this conversation before or after you found out that the girls were going to be gone? Because I could have helped you with this.
The girls were gone all day.
But was this conversation before or after you realized the girls were going to be gone?
Before.
Okay.
Before.
That's why. Okay. That's why this happened.
But I can dig that.
Not only that.
Can I finish my story?
You finish lying.
So I go to Home Depot, grab all my stuff. I mean, I got 6 bags of mulch. I got the topsoil. I got the Like, just everything, just packed up in there.
Everything.
Trees, shrubs, everything.
Damn, I did not pay attention.
So.
That was the first thing I noticed. I was like, am I at the right house? I had to look for a second, look for the little box. And then I was like, oh, okay.
Dang.
Oh. So, you know, I'm like, boom. All right, Doc, I'm back home. He was like, so he was like, oh, all right, cool. So, what time you want to get started tomorrow? I said, what? Like, Slim, if we was going to do it tomorrow, I wouldn't have gone to pick the stuff up because I'm not trying to put drag bags of dirt and shit in my house. And I don't want to leave it out front for somebody to snatch it.
You finish the line?
So,
oh, no.
I had to leave my stuff out front in hopes that it wasn't going to be troubled. You know. So, yeah, that was
Brian's a lie.
That was.
See, what? The bags of dirt being troubled?
Yeah, I mean, shit ain't cheap. $200 worth of shit in the bushes dirt? And shit.
Like, for real.
It was over $100 worth of shrubs and dirt. It was almost $300 worth of shit. You damn right.
Shit, you could have just drove the neighborhood. Snatch your shit right back out of somebody's yard.
But not only that, he didn't add the fact that I had no idea that we were doing this shit until I got a call around 12 o'clock Saturday. You know, it was like, oh, he ain't add this part. He was like, oh,
yeah, okay, oh, fine. Mark, let me add it.
No. I let you tell your
part. But you agreed to it.
Hey.
I don't care if I called you at midnight. Hey, you agreed to it. I ain't doing shit.
Why was somebody else telling their side of the story? He just, didn't I let him say his side? He was like, Mark, man, look, man, I know I should have called you, talked to you a couple of days ago, man. That way we could have all got it all together and everything, you know. But I'm right off the break. You know, he coming at me with what he want to do when he want to do it.
Mm-hmm. And what you did
know,
you say?
You know, what did I tell you?
I ain't doing shit, dog. It's whatever.
And what else did I say? Remember when I talked to you, I said, man, look. I said, man, look, man, why don't we, but by the time we get all the stuff, it's going to be late. I said, why don't we do it early in the morning? Mm-hmm. That's what I said.
Then we ended up starting.
But didn't I come over here and help you? I came over here and help. Don't nobody want
to. Because he wanted, you know, he had to go grocery shopping and stuff. So we got.
Bottom line is, I came to help this black ass out, and this is the kind of thanks that I get.
I'm just saying, we were talking about. I did I not say thank you? Did I not reward you?
You know what? I would just like to say, when I walked up, you guys did a phenomenal job. It looked like a totally different place. So how about that?
There you go.
Appreciate you. No
problem.
No doubt.
All right. Everybody good?
I'm good. All right. I'm great.
Let's do this.
Now the doc told all the lies.
Now, somewhere between Brian's story and my story, there's a truth.
Exactly.
And there you go. And it got done, and that's all that matters.
Exactly.
Let's move.
Let's start the show.
I got my money up. Oh, yeah. These women all down. As soon as I touch down in they city, man, they all coming out.
Yeah, yeah.
They love me in New York.
Yeah, they do.
And down south.
Down south.
They know I'm from the west side. And I stay with the love.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Woo.
Big Kush. Long money,
money,
bad girls, real niggas,
yep.
Here with me.
Uh-huh.
Everywhere I go, you know
I'm solid.
A1 with these girls, you know I'm solid. 100 with my bros, you know I'm solid.
Yeah.
I guess you wouldn't know nothing about it. Oh,
I'm solid.
Everywhere I go, your boy's solid.
Solid.
I guess you wouldn't know nothing about it. Yeah. Big Kush, long money, bad chick, real niggas, here with me. Yeah.
Don't you know your homies that ain't solid?
That ain't solid.
Trickin' she ain't yours, that ain't solid.
No, no.
She ain't mine, I in and out it. Wouldn't get that ass a dollar.
Oh, yeah.
She said, don't you got $1 million? I told her, stay up out
my pocket.
Stay the hell from around me. You can miss me with that frog. You ain't drop none on this. Big kush, long money, bad girls, real niggas. Here with me, yeah.
Here I go, you know I'm solid.
A1 with these girls, you know I'm solid. 100 with my bros, you know I'm solid. I guess you wouldn't know nothing about it. Oh, I'm solid. Everywhere I go, you know I'm solid. I guess you wouldn't know nothing about it, yeah. Big kush, long money, bad shit, real niggas. I got my money up, keep women all down. And every time I touch down in that city, man, they all coming out.
Coming out, coming out.
Hey, they on the way, yeah, they on the way. And when they pull up, we gon' celebrate, celebrate, we gon' celebrate. Hey, cause the day was a good day. Big kush, long money, bad shit, real niggas. Here with me, yeah, here I go, you know I'm styling. A1 with these girls, you know I'm solid. 100 with my bros, you know I'm solid. I guess you would know nothing about it. Oh, I'm solid. Go, you know I'm solid. I guess you wouldn't know nothing about it.
If I hit that ass, you belong to me.
Especially, you know what I'm saying? If I can knock that little man out the boat,
and you get to shake me shit,
and you caress me and grab me real hard shit,
you belong to me.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey. I'm pretty sure everybody tired of talking about this dude right now, but, man, I mean, every week, every other day, he just
what up, nigga?
There you go. he just says something stupid, and I mean, people love him.
Kanye
people
West.
Him. Right. How about that?
Not Kanye.
No. Talk about Mr. Donald Trump. But I mean, hey, I guess you can kind of compare him. Because, you know, what both of them saying doing something stupid every 2-3 days. But anyway, okay, now, of course, Donald Trump has a lot of people backing him. Now, I guess, I don't know whether most of them are racist or some of them just like the fact that he says what he wants to say or whatever. But anyway, there's a few people in the hip-hop community. Well, not a few, but a lot of them that, you know, really don't like Donald Trump because they think he's a racist or whatever. You know, how many of y'all think Donald Trump is a racist? Or is he, you know, are you kind of on the fence? Oh, well, yeah.
I don't think he's racist. I just think he's not PC.
Okay.
Right.
I think he has racist tendencies, and he's an asshole too.
I think he does it for. I think he does it for the shock effect.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like a little, you know, when little kids do shit and they keep doing it because you laugh and you think so they're like, oh, let me do it again.
Right.
Okay. Well, there's a list of people in the hip hop community that pretty much don't like the dude. They think he's a racist. Mac Miller. Now, don't ask me what he does or who he is. Y'all know who he is?
A rapper.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. But anyway, him and Donald Trump been going at each other for years, even before he, you know, started running for the presidency. Chris Brown, he's encouraging all the young people to go out and vote, you know, so we won't have him up in there. John Legend. Okay. He recently responded to some criticism from Trump's son, who said that, you know, my father, he said his father is not a racist. Okay, so.
I think the kids are. the two sons, I think they're racist.
Okay. Rory. Okay, he's an up-and-coming rapper. He made his late-night debut on TV, and he had an anti-Donald Trump T-shirt on. Meek Mill, okay, who tweeted he is a racist. He's going straight up at him. Jeezy also told everybody in social media to go ahead and go out and vote. So, our future will be in better hands, and we'll have a better leader than Donald Trump. T.I. He goes on to say that, Donald Trump, he called Donald Trump a racist. Everybody's calling Donald Trump a racist now. We don't want to see this guy in the White House. So go out and vote for whoever you want to vote for. Just don't vote for Donald Trump. And Waka Flocka is another guy who's out going and encouraging everybody to go out.
It's amazing that a majority of the names that you mentioned probably aren't eligible to vote.
Yikes.
Pretty much. But hey, at least they're encouraging people to vote. Mm-hmm. I mean, even though you can't vote, hey, go out and vote.
Right.
There you go. But you know what, though? I think most of the African American or even the minorities, when it came to voting, 8 years ago when Obama ran, I think that's when we had the biggest turnout of minorities and African American voters. But I don't know. Do you think it's going to be that big of a turnout this time for Donald Trump? I mean, this election as it was back when Obama first ran.
I think to keep him out, it may be a big turnout for that.
So you think it'll be more to keep him out as opposed to who they really, between Hillary and...
I think it's both. I mean, for those whoever you decide you want to be your president, I think it's a combination of both. I think it's who you want to become the next president, but I also know a lot of people are like, this guy is an idiot. Like, he cannot run this country or I'm moving to Canada. So I think it would be a combination. But whatever gets you out, I don't care what your reason is, whatever gets you out to vote to make that decision, then I say go for it.
Bernie Sanders and Hillary. Where are you guys on the fence with that? Whoever, Rubio or whoever you're going to, whoever you're thinking about voting for.
I'm undecided.
I am too, right about now.
Yeah, I'm going to hold off for a little bit.
Because, at first I was all for Hillary, right? But I don't know. I'm hearing and I'm reading stuff about Bernie Sanders. Like, he was really, back in the day, he was for our people too. I mean, I'm pretty sure he still is. But I didn't really know that about him until, I'm seeing all this stuff coming out.
Cool. I can dig it. Back in the day, but what are you doing now? It's the question that I need to find out. Because I don't know what he's doing now. Because I keep hearing people say, oh, he marched, with, Dr. King, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, what are you doing now for people of color? I mean, your people, the people of your state. But overall, in general, like, what are you doing? Like, what do you stand for? And that's what I need to.
So you're saying his views might have swayed or maybe have changed between them?
I don't know. That one debate where he was like, and I'm sure it was probably just a slip of the tongue, where he was just like, white people don't know what it's like to live in the ghetto. And I was like, wait, what? Them motherfuckers just say, so you trying to say black people live in the ghetto? Like, all black people live in the ghetto? Right. And there's nobody else? Like, white people don't have hardships where they live in mobile, parks, trailer parks? You know what I'm saying? So that's why I said it may have just been a slip.
That's what I was ready to say.
And that's why I said, so I need to do a little bit more research and find out what is he standing for in 2015, 2016. And the same thing with Hillary. Like, I hear, a politician is a politician. All of them are going to say some shit just to get elected. Because, I do know Bernie said a lot of shit so far. But some of the shit seems a little far-fetched.
Way far-fetched.
So that's what I'm saying. So I need to do more research to find out what it is you really stand for. Gotcha. Same thing with Hillary.
I'm sort of troubled by candidates not that I have my finger constantly on the pulse of politics and politicians, but I've just always felt uncomfortable when people more or less sort of come out of the woodworks. And like, I've never really, never heard that much about you or heard about anything that you stood for or against, or just, you just kind of in the background for more or less, you know what I'm saying? And I can take that all the way back to, you know, high school, and, you know, voting for, you know, student body president and all that shit. I'm like, that nigga even go to this school?
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. That's one of my and maybe it could be shame on me that I'm not, again, in the know of his past. But I was just like, who is this dude? Mm-hmm. You know? So, but with that being said, you know, I'm trying to, you know, kind of get caught up and find out who and what and why now.
Right.
So, but anyway.
But one thing I do like about him, when he said that, let's stop talking about Hillary and the emails and all that kind of shit. Let's get to the topics. Okay, what needs to happen in America? And I think that's one thing that Donald Trump is not even addressing. I mean, it seems like it's more entertaining when it comes to these political debates now. It's not about the issues. It's about, you know, he did this back in the day. He did this. His wife did that. And all that kind of stuff.
For Donald, that's what it is. Because that's his platform.
But the thing about it, though, he pulls the other candidates into that shit, too. And they just go right along with that shit.
That's the game plan. See, one thing I used to do, Doc, when I played ball, I wasn't better than everybody. I was just a hard-ass working dude when I played ball. Mm. But someone that I knew was better than me, I talked him out of his game. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And if I can get him to stoop to my level and not concentrate on what he could do better than me, I had him every time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
But what's sad is, it's so many people listening to this rhetoric. I mean, it just, you know, and then you got those, you know, the racists that just don't give a fuck, and all the rallies. Now, his rallies are the only ones that are promoting, well, I'm going to say promoting violence. Anytime you're going to say, you know, I'll pay for your medical bills, hit the dude in the face and all this kind of stuff.
The lawyer, on, your lawyer fees, too.
Well, yeah, right. Come on, man. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And you're going to vote for this dude.
Trump is a sideshow attraction. And like B said, that's all it really boils down to, is diverting the attention from the facts. But yet and still, like you just said, he's in the news every day, every week. He's staying constant and in people's face and in their minds and staying relevant. And that's his angle. And people are totally overlooking the fact that when he does this, he's saying absolutely nothing. Yeah. So there you go.
It's sad though, man. Okay. Let me see. Oh, I shout, thoughts and prayers go out to Crazy Bone. Okay, he suffered from sarcoidosis, you know, so he's been hospitalized. And they're saying it's from his medication.
Huh? Is he dead?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Not yet. Oh. I mean, no. Whew. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say not yet. I meant to say just no. Our thoughts and prayers goes out to Crazy Bone, the Bone Thugs and Harmony. Yeah, they were saying that it was caused because of his medication. That's what they're saying. So.
Oh, well, that's sad. I mean, but the way you said it, I thought something like he was already RIP. So.
I mean, the way they're saying it was like he's hanging on. That's why I said it like that. But, you know. Anyway. That concludes my diagnosis. Y'all stay tuned. We got a lot of more coming up.
All right now. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the show. We greatly appreciate you all the time. that you do that, and we appreciate your feedback.
No doubt.
Because it's just fun, you know. One, you took your time out to send us some, and, you know, and we have a great time reading it or making comments on Facebook. So, if anybody remembers the question we asked, it was just a fun, lighthearted question. It was the, would you rather have a birthday every year, a birthday celebration every year?
Or every would 4 years.
Right, every four years, when it was like the leap year this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, Miss Angela answered, and she said, I prefer every year for my birthday celebration. Bitches. I mean, I added the bitches part, but I just felt like she would have said that.
If I was actually talking
to her, she would have said bitches.
Okay.
You know. I also just want to give a shout out for Miss Angela for always supporting us.
Angie.
Because I forgot the last time, and, you know, you're super dope, girl.
Cool. Just
thank you for all that you do, and you know what you do. I'm going to put you on blast because you got on me the last time I did that. So I'm going to do it this time. All right. So this feedback, this feedback comes from, you know, I'm sure we all remember last week when Big B was talking, you know, about Pink Lips.
Snowflake?
Mac Pink.
Sprinkles and stuff.
Right. Hey, speaking of that, Purr is one of my favorite Pink Lips glosses. And probably,
there you go.
Right, he might use that. But anyway, so Mr. Brent says, I listened to about 30 minutes, still on the old ass Dusty Ninja that was being a Bama on FB. I shot ball myself around 20 years ago in PG, though. We go back and forth with dudes we balled with, but it's all friendly banter. Nobody's pressed, no stalkers. B might need to check that dude. Kind of felt like he did, Brent. Kind of felt like he did.
And, you know, let me, first of all, anyone that's listened to this show for the, geez, what was it? How many years we been on? Six?
Somewhere around it.
Going on six.
37.
People know that I get a bit, you know, when I get passionate about certain things, you know what I'm saying? And so I do apologize for our listeners out there that, you know, I kind of went a little bit long on that issue. But, you know, it is what it is. Y'all know me by now. So I will try to work on it in the future and all that good stuff. So,
you know what I forgot? Hold on real quick. Right. I want to give a shout out to the new listeners. Shout out to James Sims. Shout out to Deltra DeBerry. Sorry if I'm pronouncing your name incorrectly.
We love you.
Right. Now this one. Sorry if I'm pronouncing your name incorrectly. From South Africa. Jakes. Yasolo. Zakes. Thank you for
listening.
Sounds
good when you say it. Anyway,
so. There you go.
Thank you for sharing. And I feel like another shout out to Kiki Z. I thought Kiki was already a listener.
She might have come back.
Okay.
They have the tendency to do that.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, we're talking about the show?
Yeah, like in the show.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, that sounds personal. But anyway, shout out to Miss Kiki Z for coming back and liking the page.
Oh,
ain't nothing like some good old-fashioned comeback.
How about that?
I mean, to appreciate the show.
Right. Sure.
We love you guys. Come back again.
Please.
Multiple
come back
times.
Again, that was actually really good. So, all right. So I think there was another bit of, and this is why I love our Deepsters. Now, please bear with this verbal feedback. I guess there was a little bit of interference or whatever at the beginning, but it clears up, so kind of bear with that.
We need you to get one thing straight. You need to play nice, because when you don't play nice, We don't play nice with people that I'm friends with, and I'm from California. California people, I take that back. I'm L.A. L.A. people have a problem with other people. They have a problem with they people. So, look, we're going to wait until you take a vacation, okay? When you take a vacation, you bring your ass to L.A., we all know you're going to stop by Venice Beach. Me and the fellas are going to be playing football in the sand, probably basketball, too. We're going to ask you if you want to play. You're going to say, yeah, because you're excited as you're in L.A. And then we're just going to proceed to slap the shit out of you. Now, once you get away and run away because we let you get away, you're going to call an Uber. And from there, you're going to catch that Uber to LAX so you can get back home from wherever you're from. And we're going to make sure that Kmart drops you off in Compton and leaves you there, okay? So, what we need you to do from now on is stop with the bullshit and send feedback in just like everybody else. You don't have to agree with them. I don't agree with them all the time, but I love them. And you might love Big B's picture in the wrong way. So, look, I understand you might be into this rainbow pirate shit, but you might just want to send in some regular feedback like I do. I'm going to send some feedback in about the last question. It's phenomenal. It's about me and my wife. All right, that's it, Mr. Adrian Stewart. You have a blessed day.
That's my nephew right there,
you
boy.
You know what?
Yeah.
We love you back, BTG. And you're right. We, as in meaning I, do not always agree with you, but I love you, you know, regardless.
No doubt, no doubt.
Thanks, nephew. Go hard, pimpin'. Put his face in the sand. That's right.
He dropped off in Compton.
There you go. There you go.
All right. So, just to put a little bit of closure to that situation, you know, he went on to pop some more shit or whatever, and you know, I didn't feed into it. I just kind of let him. I let him rap his shit out or whatever, you know, and. So that's where it is, because my thing is, you know, if y'all remember, where I left it off is, you know, let's get from behind the keyboard and let's rap about this like real man style, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we both old school niggas, we can rap about this and, or, you know, we can do it old school and we, you know, have a little dust up and shit, we might be motherfucking boys after that. I don't know, but either way, you know, it's all good. I'm going to leave it where it's at. And if there's any updates, I'll be sure to bring it to you.
All right.
But anyway, back to the question from last week was, how long is it until you know in dating whether it's the right person or something to effect or whatever. Okay. So we have some more people chime in.
Sup, crew? Mobile Gritty. Big B. Damn it, Gina. Queen. The Doc. What's going on? I heard a question today. I think it was, when should you take the relationship to the next level? I believe that's what the question was. And every time I hear questions like that, I always think, why? Why? And I have to think about why we love the way we love, or why we do things in relationships the way we do them. And from personal research and just looking this stuff up, man, you know, I realized just a long time ago that our love is based on a European style, Judeo-Christian style of love, you know, if you know what I'm saying. It's, you know, they brought it over here from Europe. It's like every culture in the world practiced a different type of love, either the Native Americans, the Africans in the continent of Africa, in India, in Asia. It's like we practice a different style of love. And I'm not saying the European style of love is bad, but if you think about it, majority of relationships in where both people are unhappy, or if you do decide to get married, it's a 50% chance that your marriage will fail. And I just want people to just think about where love comes from and why we love the way we do. Is it, are we programmed to love this way from another culture, or does their style of love really fit in the way humanity functions? And I just want people to think about that. Didn't want to get too deep about it, but I always think about love like that. instead of just thinking about, you know, I should love one person and that one person should love me and we should be monogamous. You know, and like most cultures around the world don't practice monogamy. And they have very strong love lives. But anyway, I'm going to get off this thing. Great show today, crew. Can't wait to check you out next week. Mobile Greek, I'm out.
Oh, gosh. Can I? Did you want to go first and respond to that?
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I just wanted to correct him where, you know, in different cultures, in different countries, for those men who get to have as many wives as they want, that doesn't apply to women. So is that really love? Like, he gets to have 10 wives as long as he can, just depending on where you are. If you can
if
afford
you
it,
money,
but
right.
as a woman, if you
lifestyle,
exactly.
Right.
But if you were to step out, you had still have countries that will stone you to death for suspicion of cheating on your husband. So who does that really work out for? It sounds like a workout for the man, doesn't it?
Have y'all seen that video that was going around Facebook? It's been at least a year about the Indian guy that I guess was caught cheating. And all the women were just like publicly beating him.
I don't think he got caught cheating. Wow. I think he raped somebody.
Is that what that was?
And he was naked, right? And they were using, was that the one? And they were using shoes and all kinds of stuff to beat.
All beads and
shit. If I remember, I thought it was cheating.
<Let's see. laughs> No, just, I think he...
Okay. I'll double check it.
Yeah.
If it was rape, then okay, moving right along.
But even
if it was cheating.
But even if it was cheating, because like she just said,
right.
You know, other cultures, you
I just remember commenting on it and saying, I'll take the beating if y'all can just shut the fuck up.
Wow. Well, he had no choice. But
Dave was just like... Da, 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 da.
Is that what they say?
Okay. Oh my God.
What did they say, bro?
Nothing.
Okay.
Right. So, well, whatever. I mean, I agree with Mobile in the sense that, you know, there is polygamy and people love multiple people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about it being a European, Native, African American thing. I believe love is love. Whether it is the love you might have for 10
right,
people.
Right. If you love them all, hey.
You know what
well,
I'm saying?
If you get
so,
to love
but
them
you have
all,
to have
can
money.
I love, you know, multiple
you,
people
you can.
Too?
Depends
but if I'm,
on where
if
you
I'm,
live.
If I'm overseas, let's say I'm in Africa, can I love multiple men as a
if
woman?
If you're not married, you probably can.
Yeah, you will be a hoe.
Right. Well, I mean, some people, no. I was going to say, no, he's right. Some people will shame you.
Can I get married? Like, you know, you have a man,
no.
he's
no,
married.
Only,
he has 10
only
wives.
The male can have 10 wives. Females can't have 10 husbands.
I'm well aware of that, Mark. So does that sound
money,
fair to us? Like,
oh, maybe they'll change the law.
It sounds
it's
foreign
culturally.
To you because it is.
Right.
Well,
it's
definitely.
Cultural.
So,
you know. Anyway.
Not. Nephew did say he was going to have some feedback, so here it goes.
All right.
In Deep Show. Yo, it's BTG. So I got some feedback on the question, and look, I proposed to my wife, Miss Christmas Tree, I think 2 or 3 months after we got together. We've been married.
Queen, did he say Christmas Tree?
Yeah, Miss Christmas Tree.
Okay.
Ah.
Married since 2011. You know, everything is good. Everything is great. I love her to death. That's my Robin to Batman. You know, I really feel like we didn't even date. We haven't been on one single date. Well, when we wasn't married, we didn't go on a single date. And I think it's where you at in life. Now I've been knowing her since 2001, but it was on and off, and we weren't really that close. I just had a crush on her. She was looking right. Me? I'm talking about right. I mean, you want to talk about some tights and sundresses? Ooh. Okay. And I've always had a crush on her. And I think it's just where you at in life. Personally, where you at, where she's at, you know? And where you want to be at in life. And, I wasn't really into running in the, you know, ripping and running in the streets and things like that. And I wasn't about to pass up on a woman like that. And so I locked it down. Put my deposit in. I just kept that shit, you know what I mean? So I really believe that personally you have to know where you at in life. I don't believe you had to date a nigga for a long time or date a girl for a long time. I don't believe in a 90-day rule or none of that bullshit. Hell, after she when she came back into my life, it was actually, she came to visit me the day after my mom passed away. You know what I mean? She came to visit me the day after my mom passed away. And, you know, and from there on, we've never separated. So, like I said, it depends on where you at in life and where you want to be. I believe you can meet somebody and y'all can get married in the same year or 2 years down the line. It's all about your trials and tribulations, how you grew and what you learned in life. And it might take you a while to get married, but the shit is going to happen. You just got to want it to happen. And that's it. That's my side. So I don't believe that you have to be together for a long time or anything like that. It's niggas that I know that have been together for, you know, 15, 20 years and don't have a ring on their finger, don't have no title. They just, niggas is just roommates. And if that's what they shoot for, that's fine. But me personally, I wanted that family life. I wanted to be married. And that's what I shot for, is your mindset. You know what I mean? I don't go by anybody else's rules, you know? It's how I feel. So, you know, it is what it is. I love y'all. I'm going to always love y'all. I hate to be all soft right now, so I'm about to get off the phone right now. And any nigga that got a problem with Big B, them niggas can have, they can call me. No, wait, don't call me. Just come right out here. We can take that save, my nigga. It's easy.
Love that.
I like that too. No,
but you know what though? That is so really on point for real, because again, I think I said it a couple shows ago, man. I just honestly believe and I hate to blame so much things on reality TV, but with so many of the images that we get from reality TV and maybe even a lot of the music that's out right now, we let so much get in the way of just fucking being in love. You know what I'm saying? Like a nigga can't be a good nigga because it's not what all niggas do, almost. You know what I'm saying? If somebody does something romantic, if he sends flowers to your job, if he does this, if he does that, oh girl, watch out. You know, he hiding something. He gonna pop up with a wife or something. It's just always these damn crazy stipulations put on just being the fucking love. Just, you know, I think I'm gonna work on a new hashtag. We had the black love. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna start working on shut the fuck up and be in love.
Okay,
that's sexy.
Well, there you go.
She said that's sexy.
That's tough
okay.
love.
Yeah, just for real. Just the next time you just want to open your mouth and bellyache to your homies or your girlfriends, just shut the fuck up and be in love.
Well, I would like to say that I think it's dope that you knew that Miss Christmas Tree was for you. You know what I'm saying? And right. then you acted upon it versus playing a game.
Mm. Yes.
You know, like what a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. You know, you're like, no, sundress, beautiful, nice, mm-hmm. down for me.
Exactly.
You know, wants to be around me, you know, was around me when my mom passed. Because, I mean, really, that's serious.
Yes.
You know right. what I'm saying?
Right.
So, respect for that relationship that it's like, you know, that definitely is a beautiful hashtag black love, or I forgot, hashtag, what did you say? Shut the fuck up and be in love.
Shut the fuck up and be in love.
Okay, there you go.
All right. Well, you know what I like about his comment is that one thing that's important is where you are. You know, some people think that they're ready for a relationship and they act upon it. It's like, no. And sometimes it's the person, but sometimes it's you. You really have to be in a place where you are ready to take that next step and you know that that's what you want. And when you find it, you know, you just go for it.
There you go. And the thing, when he said that his mother had passed away mm-hmm. and then she showed up the day after or something like that, it could have been divine intervention.
Yes.
It could have been his mother sent him an angel.
That's
you
a
know?
Beautiful thought. That's a
you
beautiful
know?
Thought.
Said, hey, son, here you go. And maybe he saw that. He said, this is the one for me.
Right.
Exactly. Okay. I love it.
Okay, Doc. Now, this was in no way planned, because our question of today was from a listener that, I guess, in a way, he wants to shut the fuck up and be in love. But he is...
Did you write that down? Because you know I'm not going to remember that tomorrow, right?
I got it.
Okay, cool.
Just hit, I'm going to give you something to remember about what you usually tell me to do and be in love.
Okay.
Got that?
I got that.
So, and put a hashtag in front of it.
Got it.
There you go. So, this listener, he says that he's been married now for 2 years. But for some reason, he is really harboring a lot of bad feelings from before he got married. He met his now wife, and he knew at the time that he met her that she was the one. He felt things he never felt. Just everything just seemed to have fell in place for the two of them. And there were good times and there was bad times. And he said he admires about how when they had the bad times, they just quickly navigated through it. It wasn't that they just swept it under the rug. They actually worked through it and got to a point of comfort where they could, you know, continue to move forward.
Right.
And he said that they dated briefly. And when he knew she was the right one, you know, he took that step and asked her to marry him. It was 4 months after they met.
Wow.
Okay. And his thing, I guess, or question to us is, when we are, I'm going to try to put it in his words, when we are in relationships, when you're in a bad situation and you go to your girlfriends or you go to your homies and you tell them about how the situation, and let's take off the table already physical violence. We're not talking about that. We're just talking about trials and tribulations of relationships. But it's, he says, when you're in a relationship and, you know, there are bad things that happen, you know, or no, he says, when you're in a relationship and bad things happen and you end it, your friends give you so much credit for knowing what you want and who you want in life and knowing that that situation was bad and that you should end it. But why is it when it's the other way around and you found that good person and you know that this is the one, why do you always get so much negative feedback from saying, hey, I met this girl, I love her, she's everything, but when I get to the point of I've only known her 4 months, everyone was like, oh, nigga, you stupid as shit, blah, 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 blah. But if I knew her 4 months and knew, yeah, maybe this is not the relationship for me, I get mad praises for knowing that this wasn't the right one. Why is there such an imbalance, or why is it not, you know, you guys understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, when it came to my relationships, I didn't give a fuck what my boy said, what my family said. If I felt that she was the one for me at the time or whatever, I went with it. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I never needed authorization or permission or, you know, do you like her and all that kind of shit? I never been that type of dude. I never been a follower anyway. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I never needed permission from, I mean, as I, you know. Well, I mean, when I say permission, I'm not mean.
You mean like
parental guidance,
right,
or
validation,
anything like that. Right, right. If I like Gina, I like Gina. I don't give a fuck what you said or what Brian said about Gina. Hey, if she wasn't the one for me, I'm going to find that out in time.
Eventually.
And, you know, yeah. And And if I found another girl just like Gina, and y'all said she wasn't one, I wouldn't give a fuck. I'm just going to keep on bumping my head up to the wall till I break through the jaw to find the right one. But that's just me.
That motherfucking doc on a roll today. I know, right? Shit.
Well, so it that only happens once a year now.
Don't damn it, it's too early.
And it won't happen again until 2017 in March.
Oh, it's too early.
But nah, for real though. That's true.
Well, okay. So I think when your friends, they tell you, hey, look, you haven't really known this person very long. What are you doing? Why are you getting caught up automatically? And you're getting caught up too quickly. I think it's just them being your friend and them saying, hey, slow down. You know, just take a beat and make sure this is the person for you and you've gotten to know that person. And I think on the other side of that coin, I think when, depending on your age, I think when you're like, yeah, dated her, dated him, realized this was a waste of my time and that person wasn't the one for me, I'm going to go ahead and let it go. I think that friend, you know, the friends are like, oh, great. That's good that you realized this person was some trash and you moved on, so you're not wasting your time. I think both of the situations are your friends being concerned for you. You know, I don't think it's that they're just like, this motherfucker is doing too much or jumping in with both feet, you know, and thinking with the heart, not with the head. And sometimes you do have to do that. You know, sometimes you think with the heart and not necessarily with your head. And sometimes it leads you in the right direction. I mean, listen to our, you know, BTG on his last call. It led him down the right path. And now he's with Miss Christmas Tree and they have two beautiful kids. And, you know, and it's a super great relationship, right? Right. You know, so sometimes, like you said, Mark, you just got to be like, fuck it. I'm going to do this. Right. I'm going to see what happens. And exactly. If I bump my head, I bump my head and it's okay. You know, but right. I think with all that, I still think it is your friends having love for you and caring about your well-being. I should speak from my perspective, because I know me, if I would have said something like that, like, dude, 4 months, you sure? Like, that's kind of quick. Mm-hmm. But if you, you know, if there's some type of vibe and you tell me, hey, I've never ever felt this way before about somebody in my life, you say that to me and I'm like, okay, well, that's some real shit.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Especially being, if you're older, even if you're younger, whatever. Mm-hmm. But when you're of a certain age and you say that, that's real.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like when you're in your 20s and you're like, oh, I like her today. You're like, oh, that bitch, I don't like her no more. Mm-hmm. Or I like this dude, or I don't like him no more. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, in your 20s, you date because, you know, feeling one, you're right, you're feeling things out. Right. You're trying to get to know yourself and know what you like. Mm-hmm. And same thing kind of in your 30s.
Yeah, and you got to try different, see, you know.
Right, see what you like.
Little booties. And
right,
you
little.
You know. Okay. And Doc is back.
You know. And little booties, but
yeah,
anyway,
you know, hey,
but right, but I mean,
you're feeling yourself,
but you do, oh, you have to get out there and understand
that
and
too, yeah,
see what you like. But I think once you get past a certain age, you just know,
okay,
you know. And first and foremost, I'm in total agreement with everything you said, but I just still feel that there is a huge imbalance of from one side to the other. And even if it's, you know, people just being your friend, again, it's like, if you're my friend, if you're really my friend, you know, you should be able to rap to me and tell me, like, you know, if I'm in a situation, I'm like, yeah, you know, I had to let that shit go because I just, you know, A, B, C, D, and whatever, whatever, and I just kind of saw some signs that were familiar to me, blah, blah, blah. If you're my friend, you should also be able to say, you know, damn, nigga, I don't even think you're really giving these people a chance. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking you see maybe a bad sign and you jumping ship and you not giving these people an opportunity. You know what I'm saying? I think but what that leads up to being is almost like the person said, it's a double negative. You're giving me praise for getting out of this situation all the time, but you're not giving me the same praise for getting in it. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I guess you got to, in a way, you got to, you know, if you're, quote unquote, somebody's friend, you got to, in a sense, find the balance of letting them know of all these things. Letting them know, hey, you're moving a little bit too fast. Let them know, hey, dude, you're not giving these people a fair chance to show who they really are, who they really could be in your life or what have you. So I guess just the balance of it all, you know, and that's, it's so easy to say because that can be the answer to everything in this world.
No, sometimes the common denominator is you.
Right.
But I just want to say that.
Yeah. So.
Well, I've been waiting. I was hoping nobody said what I wanted to say. Like, damn, I got to think of something else.
You be like that. That's all right, y'all.
Don't you hear the worst one Doc says what you're going to say? You're like, fuck, you don't never say nothing.
Fuck yeah. Talk to your boy. So, I was just going to say one important factor. You need to know friend from foe. That's first and foremost. Everybody that you label as your friend, first of all, you got to be careful who you put in your circle and who you call a friend. People are too quick to throw the word best friend around. Everybody is not your friend. Yeah. And just because you have 400 or 5,000 Facebook fans and friends and whatever, when you get stuck on the side of the road, none of those people are going to come and pick you up. So you need to understand friend from foe. So if you have a friend,
I was going to say, this is the moment right here.
If you have a true friend, you are going to be able to accept their positive criticism and know that it's coming from a good place. As Queen said, it's not going to be coming from, you know, it's not going to be coming from a negative place. They are telling you this because they love you and they want to see you happy and they want to see what's best for you. And if that means maybe you need to take a step back and make sure that you are
step back.
make sure, you know, or hope that you are doing the right thing. Just it is coming from a good and loving place. If you have mistaken one of those, and I'm not downplaying Facebook, but if you have mistaken one of those Facebook friends, one of those little sayings, girl, you got to be, you know, you can't be an option. You got to be a part. No.
Ghetto proverb is what it's called.
Ghetto proverb. Thank you. Yes, no.
I coined that phrase. Don't anybody else take that? It's ghetto proverb.
You cannot base your decision on a relationship with someone that you have, you know, you care about or falling in love with or on the verge of based off of some ghetto proverb that you saw on Facebook saying, oh, maybe this isn't a good idea. As Mark said, you have got to, you know, base your decision on who you're going to date and who you're going to be with on you. Would be things about my relationship. I'm just saying, for example, it makes no difference to me. And if it shouldn't, because at the end of the day, I know what I want. I know what I need. I know what makes me happy. But again, it goes back to friend. It goes back to friendship and knowing who your friends are and knowing who has your best interest at heart. And everyone does not. The end.
That's a whole other show.
It's called Dating Sucks.
You see what happens when you give a nigga the proper directions to your house and he shows up 9 minutes early to pick you up and he takes you to a wine tasting and all the way to the beach in a 24-hour setting.
And stuck in an IPA and beer then, tasting too.
And he's driving.
All right. There
you go. That's love when he drives.
And then he pops the exclusive booty tag on you.
Booty tag on you.
Pop, pop, pop.
Pop. All my deeps is. We're going to call this. We're going to call this the call rule. When you lock it down, put it down. Lock it down. Put the cuffs on it.
Cuff it up.
Because he'll officer the law, y'all.
Quick clap.
Queen.
Man, listen. Okay, for real. Sometimes it's like you were saying, you're knowing people and knowing if they have your best interests or if they're just that shady ass person that's like, hey, girl, what are you doing? Oh, no, he ain't good for you, girl. No, get rid of him. you know, but then you really do have to know and decipher those people who are like, look, I love you. I want your best interest.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, when you're on the outside looking in, you can see stuff and you can just speak your piece and move on. Mm-hmm. And your friend will take from whatever it is you said with a grain of salt, or they'll be like, something to think about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like sometimes I, as a friend, can see red flags that maybe you that have stars in your eyes, you can't
right.
see.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's just knowing who really is there for you and down for you and just, you know, doesn't want to see you happy, or
they're
it's
just
like,
miserable themselves.
You know what I mean? Because, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, speaking as a woman, it's like sometimes you do know there are those women out there that do want you to be unhappy, because they want you to be unhappy with you and hang out with you and don't want you to spend time with anybody else because they don't have anybody else to
right,
spend time with.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, but I mean, I don't know. I just feel like there really are those genuine friends out there.
Yes.
Like, I feel like I'm one of those people that it's like, if any of y'all got, well, you're already married, but, you know, if you got in a relationship, if I didn't see something that was proper, it's my job and my duty as your friend to tell you, no, this is some bullshit. Mm-hmm. And if you might get mad at me, that's okay. I don't care. But it's my job to still tell you, I don't think it's right. Now, if you're in something, in a relationship, and I can see something in you that I've never seen before, then I think it's a beautiful thing. And then it's my job as a friend to support you, even if you might get down the line and think, ugh, this relationship wasn't what I thought it was.
Right.
You know, it's time for me to, you know, push the eject button and get out. That's fine. You know, but it's also my friend to tell you, really, you sure? Because this is a really nice person, a really sweet person. And then I'm gonna be like, sometimes the common denominator. Okay.
Is that a sweet person?
Not
the
really.
End.
Right.
That,
literally,
that's where it came from.
Literally the end.
Well, all right.
Sometimes. Damn, I lost my train of thought. Sometimes
that's enough to make you lose your train of thought.
Sometimes I'm just gonna say, you have to tell your friend to look, when you do shit like that, sometimes I'm looking at you to be like, maybe that relationship breakup was your fault.
He need a microphone on his ass. That way the audience can hear that shit and wonder why we're laughing and interrupting our train of thoughts.
Because Queen was on a roll up until that. She was like,
That was another wet one, too. That was another wet one.
Okay.
All right. You need some wet wipes. You need some wet wipes. Like that. Oh, God.
All right, I'm sorry. I just got back, y'all.
Yeah, you did. You done fucked up the paint on the wall back then.
All right, look, no. Oh, I'm sort of to piggyback on what Queen just said.
Piggyback.
It's not always about shade, y'all. So you have to be careful for the friend that just don't know the fuck any better. Like, for instance, you may have a friend that, in their mind, they want all the best for you in the world, but they just give you some fucked up information.
Right. Yes.
For instance, like, if you got a friend that travels up and down I-95 and, you know, making stops along the way randomly.
It doesn't stop at the barbershop.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, they want to give you advice about, you know, you should let that one go, let this one stay, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Know your source.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
And the last thing I kind of want to say on this to kind of wrap it up. I think you might have had something afterward. But friends, again, piggybacking on something Queen said, know your role. And know sometimes your role is to let them have their moment. Even if you might know what's wrong, and even if you might want to let them know that it may not be the best situation, As your friend, sometimes just be there for me when I'm about to fall on my face and pick me up and dust me off and make me great again. You know what I'm saying? I don't always need to hear it all the time. Sometimes I just need to know if I do make this quote unquote dumb move, somebody got my back. You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty much where I have it. I think this, did you have something else?
Yeah, I had something to say before you jumped in and you jumped in. I was supposed to be after Gina, but I'm going to keep it real.
You didn't raise your hand, I'm sorry.
Yes, I raised my hand, Gina.
I think at some point you did raise your
hand.
When I raised my hand, you was like, I was like, okay, you.
Yes,
your
that and is true. That did
I
happen.
I thought you were just and then being you, like, oh, that you're funny. That was right. Right.
Okay, what I was trying to say is, okay, the friend that's trying to give you the advice, does this person know the person that you're involved with? That's the point that I was trying to make. I mean, you know, if you never met her, you never talked to her, you don't really know what's going on, there's no way you can tell me what's right and what's wrong. That was the right point I was trying to make. You know, you never met her before, you never seen her, you never talked to her, you don't know what kind of really relationship that we have just from what I'm telling you. There's no way you can really tell me whether she's the one for me or not.
Well, there's a sidebar, then I said for me. What if the person did meet your, you know, new significant other and they were like, your best friend, like you knew, and they were like, I don't like her. Something about her is not right, or something about him is not right.
If it's off the break, then again, I have to immediately discount you.
Okay.
Because you, if you just now off the hello, hey, how you doing? You gonna pull me aside like, I don't know about that. Now, the only sort of difference to that is, if it's like your grandmama
or your mama,
you know what I'm saying?
That shit might be
they got
right
the, they got that, you know, they got that super Spider-Man,
do they ever?
A tingly sense,
Spidey sense.
You know what I'm saying? So you might want to listen to them, but yeah. Otherwise, I'm going to require you as my friend to take this ride with me.
Okay.
And if I argue up and down and you right, then nigga, while we drinking, you know, and talking about this, we gonna be joking and be like, oh, you nigga, and then we gonna make jokes about her, and it's gonna be an ongoing joke for the rest of my life until we both are happy and find the right people.
I love that.
You know what I'm saying?
Keyword is friend.
There you
and
go.
Making sure that's that you right. Know who that is. Look it up if you don't know.
All right. So, Queen, if the people want to get in.
Hey, you can reach us at indeepshow@yahoo.com. If you want to send some feedback. We would love to hear from you, as we always do. Or 202-750-1437. Hey, look at you.
All right. She got two numbers.
750-1437. Or one IDS. That's
there you go.
37.
Right.
All right. There you go.
Like 500 other numbers in front of that.
I know,
okay.
Right?
That's all right, though.
So look, I got to put it out there, man. You know, we had the black love, and if some of y'all black lovers want to jump in on this too,
black
cool.
Lovers.
But you know what? I really want to hear or see some feedback from people that may have been in a situation like this, and people that just shut the fuck up and be in love.
Right. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, if you had that situation where you just had to shut the fuck up and be in love, show us the outcome of shut the fuck up and be in love.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Right. That in. Queen, well, Queen is, man, when I say, sometimes I'll wake up at 3:30 in the morning to use the bathroom, and I'll see Queen done posted 6 things. I'm like, what in the hell? Queen is on the job, y'all. So
right there.
Queen is the only one allowed to use her her phone on the plane.
Wait, that is a really long hashtag. Shut the fuck up and be okay in love. It is really long, but boop, tweeted out in the atmosphere.
There you go. Shut the fuck up and be in love, y'all.
All right.
Get out your own damn way. And tell your single ass girlfriend and your I-95 ass homie, step the fuck aside,
mm-hmm,
and let me be in love.
There you go.
All right.
I like it.
find a barber.
Damn it.
I have no one fingers. I would like to give two fingers to Carl. Yes.
Oh.
I want to give two fingers. Well, actually, you know what I want to say? I would like to say that, you know, in light of this subject and everything, that I believe it is wonderful and magical, and I do not care if this thing, which I don't believe it will, ends in a raging disaster. I would not give up this time and this feeling for anything in the world. That's my two fingers. Yeah.
Cool.
Doctor.
I wasn't ready, man.
You get to go a cappella.
Oh, I can sing.
No.
No, that's no not music what he said.
Oh, shit. Okay. Let me see. Two fingers to my job. My job. I got to give two fingers to my job today. I got an account that was that's pretty lucrative account. And, you know, I love the money aspect. And I want to give one finger to the same account. I got to climb up motherfucking 20 steps. Just take 900 fucking napkins.
Oh, my.
Oh, this upstairs, right? Oh, yeah. Okay, I get all the stuff upstairs. Then I come back down on the ground level. Then I got to go all the way downstairs in the basement to get the fucking dirty shit and drag fucking five heavy ass bags back up the steps, man.
No service elevator.
Ain't no elevators in the motherfuckers, man. I'm just, you know.
Queenie.
Okay.
I ain't finished.
Oh.
It's like, nah, go ahead.
I was going to say, you said you didn't have one.
No, he gave one and a two.
I got a same one place. And a two in the same place.
Okay, great. Okay,
you weren't listening to me, were you?
I was not.
Okay. At least you're
She's
honest.
She's honest.
Come on, Ice Cube.
Yay, yay. All right. Let me see. One finger to the turbulence on my flight back. Ooh. That happened twice and kept me up for the rest of the flight, so I couldn't sleep on that red eye. Because I was like, what is... Nope. God got me. But anyway. So two fingers to being able to travel and live life and just seeing...
Balling.
I don't think it has nothing to do with balling.
Freedom.
Let me say my balling, please.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, balling. Okay. Okay.
Traveling.
Right.
Right.
Right. But really, to be able to do stuff and live life and live my life like it's golden, and, you know, and hopefully one day I'll be able to share it with someone else. Carl's brother, are you out there listening? Hopefully you're single.
Hoeing.
That's not hoeing.
You put it out there.
I was going to what? I said, how's that hoeing?
No.
Carl's brother.
Calm down. Is that the good leg? Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, that's the only one going up.
Hey, you shut the fuck up.
Okay, no judgment. No flex zone. But anyway, so yeah, two new possibilities and to one leg up on a good foot.
There you go.
I would like to give two fingers to effort and optimism. You got to have it, people. You have to stay optimistic in whatever you do, no matter how much doubtful ass bullshit is thrown your way. Be strong. The bottom line is you're going to be happy when it's all over anyway. And one finger to impatience and knee-jerk reacting. It's such the downer of life. Think things through. Give people a chance. Let people work out their issue. Don't be so knee-jerk. Watch me work. Yep, that's all I got. Look, I'm your man, Big B. gonna sign out real quick for Dan Magino, for Mark the Doc Wiley, for Queen Neen. Collectively, we are IDS. Hey, when Carl gonna make a guest appearance one day?
I'll find out.
You know the good thing about light skinned people, Doc? You can just see shit written all over their face. Boy, they turn color. Look at her. She matches her shirt.
Forehead glowing and shit. Oh, like HD.
Really?
You go in.
She got that shot. She got that shot A forehead.
It is not that big.
Smack, I know.
Smack the D fuck out that forehead. Love you, damn it. Another great show, man. You know what? It might not be great for you, but it's great for me because I get to vibe out with my fam. And,
I was entertained.
And
me too. All
right. And that's all that matters.
But we got to go, and always we like to say in closing.
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Out, damn spot. You better get the fuck on out of my house, nigga. Out, God damn it. All of you out.
Dollar sign, dollar. Ooh, yeah. Yeah. I got more money than your nigga do, girl. You ain't worried about it. We been still fucking around. I got a bitch too. You ain't worried about it. We ain't worried about it.